So, contrary to popular belief, based on my previous podcasts and shows, where I would mention sharing a bedroom with three masturbating stepbrothers that I'd never met before, and suddenly I was sleeping in the same room with them. Two sets of bunk beds, all masturbating, like going to bed on a fucking ship. I actually had five stepbrothers. Where were the other two, Nathan? Where were they masturbating? Well, good question. They were masturbating on the other side of town with their mother. Not that they were masturbating with their mother, but they almost certainly were doing that. They're odd. Anyway, so there was five stepbrothers, and they all had names beginning with J. And I'm going to talk about one of my stepbrothers today. I'm not going to give him his real name, but rest assured, he was the middle. He was the third child, beginning with J. And they'd started running out of names, normal names, beginning with J. So I'm not going to tell you his real name, but let's give him a name that's like his real name. Let's call him Jiff. Jiff. Not his real name, was a lazy cunt. He used to be in bed until 2-3 most days. Watch TV all day, then get pissed in the evening. And he'd also do weird shit. I have 1,000 stories of the weird shit he used to do, and I think, you know, you're going to get an interesting character when your favourite band, as was Jiff's favourite band, Iron Maiden. He had the long hair, and he'd go out at night and he'd find a venue that would play Iron Maiden and the like, and he'd bang and mosh. I love the definition of mosh. Dance in a violent manner. It's ace, isn't it? Dance in a violent manner. There's nothing more annoying when you're dancing if someone keeps bumping into you, apart from when you're moshing. When you have to. It's annoying when somebody doesn't bump into you. It's annoying if you don't get headbutted or punched in the face. And I'm sorry, I'm not casting aspersions, but you have to be at least quirky to like headbanging, Iron Maiden moshing. Something at least interesting is happening in your head just before you shake your head back and forward and launch it into your fellow dancer. Anyway, we're all trying to escape, I guess. Talking about escaping, this story is all about pretending to be someone else. When I was a kid, I used to annoy my stepbrother, Jiff, when one of his so-called cool moshing headbutting mates came round. I would sometimes, and this absolutely marks me out as quirky, if not a total weirdo. I was about 15 years old, and I'd very occasionally pretend to be my alter ego, Godfrey Gilbert. And Godfrey Gilbert sounded a little bit, well, exactly like this. Hello, I'm Godfrey Gilbert, and I'm a goth boy. Dear. What I was saying there was, I'm Godfrey Gilbert and I'm a good boy. I'm a goth boy. I don't know why he pronounced good, goth, but he did. I'm Godfrey Gilbert and I'm a goth boy. And my favourite, and he used to say, and my favourite band is Iron Maiden and I love them. And my favourite song of Iron Maiden is, bring your daughter to the slaughter. Let her go, let her go, let her go. I love that song, it helps me relax. Anyway, fun character, right? But I agree, looking back, pretty embarrassing bringing a mate back. And then Godfrey Gilbert turns up. And I didn't come out of character for ages. I was like Daniel Day-Lewis, just to annoy my stepbrother, I guess. Anyway, Jif collared me one afternoon after getting up at 3 p.m. and said, a mate's coming over in a minute, but don't do your Godfrey Gilbert shit in front of him. I said, why not? He said, because this guy does the artwork for the Iron Maiden albums. I was like, that's fucking cool. And he said, yes, it is. So don't do Godfrey Gilbert. Please, don't do Godfrey Gilbert. Anyway, this dude turned up and Jif was on edge because he thought I was going to do Godfrey Gilbert. But I didn't do Godfrey Gilbert. You know, I'm not a prick. I just said hello. You know. I was really into art and band art, and I thought this guy's cool. He was my stepbrother's age, so a few years older than me. And I asked them what they were up to. And my stepbrother said that he was going to give this guy some cash, because he said he'd be able to set up a meeting between him and the band. And I thought, well, that sounds a little bit odd, but okay. And I went upstairs and something didn't quite add up. This guy was really young. Iron Maiden had been around for over 10 years. This was around 1990, and Iron Maiden's debut album came out in 1980, which would make this Iron Maiden artist downstairs a bullshitter. Because he was like 20, which means he'd have after been doing the Iron Maiden album cover at 10 years old, which is bollocks, obviously. The Iron Maiden artwork is dark and intricate, isn't it? And fucked up. It's not the work of a 10-year-old. So this was pre-Google. So I did some manual Googling and went through my stepbrother's albums. And found out the Iron Maiden artist was called Derek Riggs. And my stepbrother Jif had introduced me to someone with a different name. I can't remember what name, but let's just say he was called Damien. So the game was up, right? The game was up. My stepbrother was being conned. And although there was no love lost with a guy that just used to masturbate on the bottom bunk all the time, I didn't want him to be done out of a few hundred quid. So I thought, what can I do? What can I do? I didn't have the balls to go downstairs to confront him. But I knew a man who did have the balls. He was a Guth boy. He was a Guth boy. He had balls. Guth balls. So I went downstairs where they were, where the money was about to be handed over, and I said, hello, I'm Godfrey Gilbert, and I'm a Guth boy. But Godfrey Gilbert thinks you're a bad boy. And this guy said, what are you doing, asshole? And Godfrey Gilbert said, Godfrey Gilbert is not an asshole. He's a Guth boy. And Godfrey Gilbert knows the artist's name who does the Iron Maiden artwork. It's Derek Riggs. And you are not Derek Riggs. Your name is Damien. And the guy said, yeah, Derek Riggs is my uncle. I help him out with backgrounds and shit. I was like, and then he said, that's who I am. Who the fuck is Godfrey Gilbert? And this guy started turning mad in front of me. He started to look like Eddie off the Iron Maiden album covers. And I thought, fuck, I'm in trouble here. Well, Godfrey Gilbert's in trouble. But the small problem with Godfrey Gilbert is when Godfrey Gilbert got rightly punched in the face, so did I. So I thought, how do I get out of a fight? I know what I'll do. I'll put some Iron Maiden on and pretend he's not beating me up. We're just moshing. Bring your daughter, bring your daughter to the slaughter. So next time you're having the shit kicked out of you, just start singing this in your head. Suddenly you're dancing. It's amazing what you can achieve just by going back to your childhood and pretending. Be less you and be more Godfrey Gilbert. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Yeah, I'm Godfrey Gilbert and I'm coming to get you now.